Grüezi miteinander. Ich begrüße Sie ganz herzlich zu einer weiteren Ausgabe von Weltwoche Daily Spezial hier von London, vom Prozess von Julian Assange. Und jetzt habe ich den Halbbruder Gabriel Shipton bei mir von Julian Assange, von dem ich natürlich wissen will, wie er mit seinem Bruder, der ja eben quasi als Schwerstverbrecher hier in Großbritannien gehalten wird, in Kontakt ist, wie er mit ihm kommuniziert und verkehrt. Mr. Shipton, thank you very much for talking to us, for taking your time. First question. Are you in contact with Julian Assange, with your brother? How are you in contact? How often do you contact him? Do you see him? Do you speak to him? How is your relationship at the moment with Julian Assange?
Obviously this is tearing our family apart, this whole process. Julian's in prison. We can't really be with him, as a family. But I saw him at the end of last year. I visited him in the prison. I'll go and visit him again next week. And it's those... You know, those times that are the only times that I really get to see him and speak to him and see how he is. And they're always filled with anxiety. You don't know how you're going to find him in the prison, whether it be having a good day or a bad day. He's been in there a long time and his health is in decline. And, it's really heartbreaking. Heartbreaking for me to see him inside that prison and watching this process really wear him down, slowly grinding him down.
So er sagt eigentlich, er sieht ihn nicht wirklich viel, dieser Prozess teilt die Familie, entzweit die Familie. Es ist natürlich katastrophal, unglaublich zermürbend, wenn er da seinen Bruder sieht. Er hat ihn Ende letzten Jahres das letzte Mal gesehen, sieht auch, wie sein Zustand mehr und mehr abnimmt, wie es ihn mitnimmt. Man weiß auch nicht, wie man ihn vorfindet. Es ist ein wirklich unglaublich zermürbender und schwieriger Prozess für die ganze Familie. Ich werde jetzt natürlich fragen, wie sein Gesundheitszustand ist. Er hat es angesprochen, es geht ihm nicht sonderlich gut, es geht ihm immer schlechter. So, Mr. Shipton, what is actually his mental and physical health status at the moment? We are reading a lot that he's deteriorating, he's not feeling very well. What is his health status at the moment, really?
He's in a very delicate position health-wise. Back in 2019, the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture found he was suffering from the effects of psychological torture, and his situation hasn't changed. And so it's been deteriorating ever since. He's had health episodes inside the prison, like a mini stroke. And like I said, it's grinding him down. This whole process is grinding him down. He's still fighting, he's hanging in there, but we don't know how long he's going to last.
Also er beschreibt den Zustand, dass er eigentlich gefoltert wird. Das wurde auch von unabhängigen Stellen wurde das anerkannt. Er nimmt ihn immer stärker mit. Er macht da richtig einen mit. Letzte Frage für ihn wäre natürlich jetzt, was er sich da erhofft, wie das Familienleben einst aussehen könnte, was man sich da in der Familie Assange genau erhofft. Last question for you. What is the family of yours, of Assange, of the whole family of yours, what are you hoping for? Is life, are you expecting the normal reality, the normal life reality is coming back for you and Julian, or are you actually kind of in a hopeless, deteriorating downscale? Why is there still hope left?
I think we don't really talk about hope, but faith. You know, we have faith that one day Julian will be out. He'll be able to recuperate from what he's been through. He'll be able to spend time with his two small children, 5 and 6 year old. They will be able to talk about normal things. You know, what we're having for dinner. Things like that, rather than, how we're going to fight to free him next. So I think that's what we have faith, that the more and more we explain this, the more and more people see the facts, the more and more people come to our side, come to Julian's side, because they see what's really at stake in this fight, and it's their rights. It's their rights for a free press, their rights to know what a government's doing in their name. And so, really have faith that things will change. The more and more we work, the more and more people. I mean, look, you've seen how many people are here today. There's never been that many people outside one of these hearings. So we're growing, and I've got faith that in people and people power.
Also er sagt eigentlich, dass sie haben nicht viel Hoffnung ist nicht da, aber sie haben den Glauben natürlich nicht verloren, dass es irgendwann zurückkommt. Mehr und viel, thank you very much, dass mehr und mehr Leute auch informiert werden über diesen Prozess, dass die Faktenlage bekannt wird, dass einfach dieses Verfahren irgendwann endet, weil einfach immer mehr Menschen Gewissheit haben, was da eigentlich vor sich geht, dass Julian Assange nur die Fakten präsentiert habe und dafür immer noch eingesperrt wird. Ich versuche weitere Stimmen zu holen, bis auf weiteres und viele Vergnügen im weiteren Programm von Weltwoche und Weltwoche Daily Spezial. Vielen herzlichen Dank.